Today is Thursday, the 13th of November, the feast of St. Stanislas Kostka, in the 32nd week of Ordinary Time. The Kyiv Chamber Choir sing In Thy Kingdom from 1,000 years of Ukrainian sacred music. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go, do not set off in pursuit, for as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must endure much suffering and be rejected by this generation."
In this passage, Jesus is asked by some Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come. In their mind, it was a definitive time that could be foretold. Place yourself in this space, among the Pharisees and Jesus' own followers. You might be listening for signs and wonders, but Jesus redirects your attention inward and among the people around you. The kingdom is not distant or delayed. It is already present, quietly unfolding. Jesus looks at you steadily. No distant signs or dramatic events. Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is already among you." Where in your life have you had a sense of the hidden presence of God's kingdom? Saint Ignatius teaches us to seek God in all things. This passage invites us to notice the hidden ways God is working in our lives and communities. The kingdom is not a spectacle. It is a presence, a movement of grace, often unnoticed. As you listen to the passage again, consider how, like Stanislaus, you may find the conviction that God's kingdom is not out there, but already at work in you.
Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go, do not set off in pursuit, for as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must endure much suffering and be rejected by this generation."
In this time of prayer, take a moment to open your heart to the Spirit and to the reality of God's kingdom today. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.